getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition. Is it Tuesday?
No, it's Wednesday.
Can we get the day right on
yes.
the top of these sheets, please?
Oh, you're right.
You know Tuesday. Me, I live in a temporal haze.
You do. It's Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
The 16th.
Crikey. First thing printed for the day.
You had one job.
What about me?
And your needs.
To make me look stupid
start again, Mick.
Do you want to start again?
Everyone.
Yeah, start the cue up the music.
See me in my office
Stop.
After the show.
Here we go.
All right. It's like it never happened.
Here we
go.
All right. No one
Everyone,
will
pretend you're just listening
yeah,
now.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. You have a fun trip. Here we go.
Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition
Wednesday. Wednesday.
16th.
Do you want to start again?
Yes.
We'll just bat it off.
No.
Shall we?
No.
Yes.
I'm getting the white out.
You can do it if
I get the liquid paper. Can I do
Australia.
It?
Sure,
we should do it.
Trading.
Straight from a very long lunch.
It's been a long lunch.
And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia.
And welcome
to the big Wednesday
edition. Thanks, Jane.
Of Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Jane.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, whoever you are.
What's I'm Dave.
One? Dave.
Yes.
Dave.
Nice to meet you.
It's a fantastic occasion, the Wednesday.
Yes.
I love it. It always marks the mid...
Hump day is what you usually
day.
Say.
Yes. Like
but it's
so
not,
much yep. water passed, so much... ground to go.
There's lots to talk about,
like
so
what?
Get on with it, please.
Oh, okay. Hey, we've got food news. Big food news. Red Roses closing all over Australia. Oh,
yeah, that's
California
sad.
Legalising roadkill. Do you want me to go on? I will. Pregnant women asked not to eat fish. What?
Yes, a particular type of fish too. And,
right.
okay, speaking of food, you're a woman, you're taken out for dinner.
Yeah.
Do you like going Dutch? Or do you actually really want the man to pay for you? We've got to get to the bottom of this because there's
meant,
a lot of conjecture.
What Dutch meant naked.
No, that's
I'm
what you think
oven.
Of it.
You're thinking God. Oven, Dutch
yeah.
oven.
I have a little giggle about it, you two. Split
hey,
the bill, I mean, 50-50.
Well, of course you would in this era, in this hashtag MeToo era, you would want to split the bill.
Or do we want men to be
right,
gallant?
Well, we'll open that up for discussion, make no mistake.
We're going to talk with Matty Rogers. As part of National Carers Week, he and his beautiful wife, Chloe Maxwell, have got a beautiful son called Max who has autism and they've been carers for a long time. He's going to talk about and highlight and just give a good shout out to all the great carers in this country.
Yeah, I think carers have had it too good for too long. Yeah, no, it's a pretty easy gig.
Well, I don't mean to make light of the situation, but I honestly every day have to do some sort of it.
Oh, how dare you. All right, we'll talk to Matty Rogers, one of the good blokes, I have to say. We're also going to speak to Mary Kustos.
Oh, excellent.
Who may or may not be travelling with
she
Effie.
She better bring Effie with her.
So we'll get to the bottom of that. Adam Shan might join us too.
Yeah.
There's some big news. In the world of crime, and one of the great stories, when I say great, I mean enormous.
Big.
Ivan Milat is in jail and on his last legs. So we might get to the bottom of that. See, in hospital.
Yes.
See what's going on there. Social media's gone berserk in many ways. Jennifer Aniston's on board. We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We might even get to going the blub.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
We just run out.
Well, three starts. I got there.
We're nearly, nearly halfway through the show.
So it's time to go to a break. Well, now, I mean, I look stupid now, though. If someone's
now,
a piece of
you
paper.
Look stupid.
Happened last Friday, too. I'm just feeling terrible.
Not that you harbour things.
How hard is it to...
Let it go, mate. Let it go.
Yeah, but is that malicious? Has someone got it in for me? Someone on the team?
Possibly, you
okay. Very good. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Had a good day, have you?
Yeah, not bad. Busy. Doing
Busy.
A bit of prep for my generation.
Doing bit, all right.
A bit of prep for what, for your proper show?
No.
What are we, just keeping the...
Absolutely. This is number one. You know that.
Do you remember your first show?
You've been busy on Twitter because you like to retweet things.
No, well, I don't like to retweet things. I follow a few radio industry professionals
and
a bit of banter. And there's a guy who works in LA radio and he's been on The Breakfast Show for 30 years there and he's tweeted his first song he played on radio and he asked the DJs, what's your first song? And I think mine was Robbie Neville, Just Like You. I think that might have been my first song I played.
I think it's our next song.
Same playlist.
Triple M.
And I still got the air check, which was what the cassette was that you'd put in the machine in the radio station for the bosses to have a listen to your air work.
Usually we give warnings to people when they're in their car, but I'm afraid we're going to play it, aren't we?
We're going to play your air check. From what year was this? Is Lismore?
Yeah, Lismore, North Coast of New South Wales. So this would have been January 1992.
Let's watch the great man get out of the blocks as a young.
Really bad.
Here we go.
Play it.
Wrapping up another four in a row, there's the Angels, Some of That Love. Also, we heard from John Stewart, Gold, Martika and Martika's Kitchen, and Rhythm Syndicate and Passion. It's 25 minutes to four. Time for a look at weather for Australia's best address, thanks to Ballina Toyota Suzuki. Today, mild to warm, partly cloudy days tomorrow with a few showers about and a few early morning fogs. It's on 26 degrees, and the suntan meter indicates, depending upon your skin type, you have 33 minutes unprotected before you'll begin to burn. With thanks to Parry's Pharmacy in Magellan Street, Lismore. Let's continue with the better music. 900 2LM.
That was my first ever break on the radio.
Now, is the science in on that? So you saying you gave people 33 minutes
before they begin to burn?
Before they had to put the suntan.
Thanks to Parry's Pharmacy.
You know what? If you've got any kind of melanoma or something in the Lismore area, I'd give him a call. He could be answerable.
We had a very big claim.
We had this box we had to take out into the sun, and they had like a digital readout. Then we'd bring it back inside, and we'd have to read that out.
I tell you what, we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to play your first ever interview.
What do you mean, my first?
Your first ever break. Your first ever break on radio.
3UZ in Melbourne.
Hello. Stand by, everyone. Don't go anywhere. This is getting interesting.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
900 2LM, good times and great favourites with the Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen the rain? It's 4:08 with David Williams in the chair for you for the next couple of hours. Great to have you along as we continue with the good times and great favourites. Robbie Neville on 2LM.
Creedence, I said.
Creedence. Who are Creedence?
I don't know. Who are
Creedence Clearwater Revival?
And David Williams with you. Yeah.
Were you dangerous, David?
Were you nervous?
You can hear it right there. I was so nervous.
When did you become dangerous?
That was in my Shepparton day, so mid-90s.
We're not there yet.
No, that's
we don't know
on.
Your complete timeline. There's a few stations there. Sorry to not jump onto what year that was.
Yeah, that's later on.
Now, Jane Kennedy, you made your debut
In Melbourne at a station called 3UZ, and it played...
Which was big in the day.
Oh, massive station.
Well, it played both kinds of music, country and western, at the time. And a guy called Bernie Britton and I, and a shout-out to Bernie, who listens to the show, we were given the breakfast show ridiculously out of the blue because other people left or, you know, I don't know what happened, were arrested or something. And we ended up hosting the show. We only lasted 3 weeks, and this might be one of the reasons.
Is this the first bit? Let's have a listen.
8:11, tidbit time.
Do you know what John Wayne's real name is, Bernie?
No.
Marion Johnston.
Oh, the hell there, Ian. Is that right?
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Very interesting
indeed. Quite a feminine name for such a tough guy. And when asked the...
Stop or I'll shoot.
When asked the exact moment when her life picked up, who said, when I became a blonde? I'll tell you.
Tony Randall.
No, Linda Evans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's not real. She can get away with
it. Very interesting.
Fair, isn't it? Yeah, just two little spots.
I think her age isn't real either.
Oh, no, she's a very attractive lady, actually.
Oh, getting on.
It's very interesting,
I'm
isn't
still
it?
Doing
I beg to differ.
I'm still doing the same old shtick.
That's great.
Yeah. Bernie was great.
Been a few gaspers and whiskies under the belt,
since?
I think.
Since. You think I'm a bit husky? Some would say sexy.
From column A, a little from column B. Craig Rogers is on the line. Craig, you wanted to talk about 2LM?
Yeah, mate, I remember Dave quite well.
Oh, do you?
Are you from Ballina?
You're from Ballina.
Yeah, I am, Dave.
Oh, mate, great to hear from you. Were you a caller back in the day?
He was your one and only caller.
Especially with Simon Harvey.
Simon Harvey, yeah, I used to work with him as well.
Did you ever win a prize, Craig?
Not too many prizes up here, Mick. They didn't give you much, mate.
And what about 2LM? Has it changed much since Dave's era?
Oh, mate, that's why I listen to you guys every day. It's so
Okay, yeah. All right, well done. Give him a prize, Dave, and do it like you would if you were still hosting 2LM.
All right, congratulations, mate. You won Creedence Clearwater Revival on CD and a Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way.
Oh, well done, Craig.
Yeah, good send to see it out to you.
We've got more.
Who? What do you mean?
We've got more air checks.
Well, do you want to play? If it makes you all feel a bit less nervous.
Oh, yeah, this one makes
now,
me feel
our
good.
Big boss,
yeah.
Who likes to throw his weight around here. He's like old man radio. Mm. You get called into his office. He gets sat down. Sometimes he's wearing military greens. He's a kooky fella.
Sometimes he's just been to a retreat and he has to meditate in his office.
Often going to see him's like going up the river to see Kurtz. It's just this crazy guy. Who are you, Aaron Boy? Anyway, Fitzy is his name, yeah. And he's a Triple M stalwart. You would have known him from The Cage, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Oh, he's been here forever.
He's sung a few shows, I think, back in the day.
he's a great guy.
The big boss, and you'll get in trouble for this, you two. For playing this.
I think he knows who's instigated
this.
Because
I wanted nothing to do with this.
So he worked at 2BS in Bathurst, and we broadcast a B-Rock in Bathurst.
2BS.
So a shout-out to people in Bathurst as well. So Bathurst's own Mike Fitzpatrick.
Here's a song from earlier this year, written by Paul McCartney. It's Veronica. My 2BS car sticker today. PDI 215 is the winner. Is the person that's been spotted with a 2BS car sticker, and it's a white Tirana. So if you call into 2BS sometime this week, or today, you'll win a six-pack of Coca-Cola. 927 Stereo 2BS. From his album, that's Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream. And before that, Tone Lock and his song Funky Cold Medina and Bat Dance. That was a music of Prince taken from the Batman soundtrack. The song doesn't actually appear in the movie, which is a bit of a shame, because it's a good song.
Oh, a bit of editorial there.
Oh, my God.
Is he in his school pants or what? Is he on his way home from school when he's doing this?
Radio after school, yeah. He was like a part-timer. He did nights after school.
Well, to show you how far this station's come, we're about to throw to Tom Petty.
Yeah, it's coming up.
We should have got him, him to do it. Anyway, there you go. Yeah.
In fact, the show that we were on, I think we got out and John Blackman took it over, like a proper radio
person. And
that
became a landmark.
It did.
Radio show. Yep. All right, we'll get back. We might play more of you a little later, Dave, but we've got to get cracking into the show. When we come back, we're going to talk some food news, but first up, is it
Tom Petty?
Coming up right after this.
All right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
A classic out of the 60s for Jan and Dean, the little old lady from Pasadena. Also, Tommy Tutone there and Jenny, 867-5309. And Lenny Kravitz, Stand By My Woman, 2LM, it's 9 to 4.
Playing Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
Nothing much has changed.
That is one of your...
Tommy Tutone.
First ever shifts
on radio. We're going back in time because...
To Dave in Lismore.
Yes.
And you, we played a bit of yours. Can we play yours again?
Yes, this is me on 3UZ in Melbourne.
With who?
Bernie Britton.
Tidbit time.
Do you know what John Wayne's real name is, Bernie?
No.
Marion Johnston.
Oh, the hell there ain't. Is that right?
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Very interesting
indeed. Quite a feminine name for such a tough guy. And when asked...
Stop or I'll shoot.
When asked the exact moment when her life picked up, who said, when I became a blonde? I'll tell you.
Tony Randall.
No, Linda Evans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's not real. She can get away with
it. Very interesting,
isn't it? Yeah, just two little spots.
I think her age isn't real either.
Oh, no, she's a very attractive lady, actually.
Getting on.
A lot to unpack there.
Getting on.
There's a lot to unpack.
There's so much to unpack.
Very polite between the two of you, too. We should be a bit more like that on air. You should be a bit more ladylike.
Well, this was when I was an innocent 22-year-old.
A lot.
Mm. And you've done something terrible to me. But guess who we've got on the line? Bernie Britton.
Oh, whoa, way.
Bernie.
Oh, kids, how are you?
You sound the same.
Hi, Bernie. You've got a nice cold can of Coke and 10cc.
Can I introduce you to Mick Malloy and Dangerous
Hello,
Dave?
Bernie. Hello, Bernie. How are you?
Hello, Dave. Hello, Mick.
Thank you for paving the way for us in this industry. Yeah. Couldn't have done it without you all those years ago. What's your strong memory of Jane walking in the front door at 3UZ, 1986 or 87, I believe? What did you make of her straight off the bat? Did you knew the chemistry was there?
Well, she was already there when I arrived. She was immediately I knew that there was some sort of talent there. So I thought she was great. I thought she was awesome and a lot of fun. We used to goof off all the time. And the goofing off, yes, we did.
Now, Bernie, from memory, I thought we only hosted the breakfast show for a couple of weeks, but you think it's longer?
Oh, you know, you kind of said, I think maybe it's more like months, don't you think? It wasn't years.
Wouldn't have thought so.
No. No. But I know there's a time. I mean, do you think 3 weeks? What did you do after 3 weeks then? Did you live on the street or something?
No, I ended up, I think I was traffic tart for John Blackman after that. Hey. I used to read out the car crashes. Bernie, you kicked on in the world of radio. What have you been doing the last 100 years?
Well, after we got back from Vietnam, as you recall,
We weren't going there. But, Bernie, thank you very much for all those years ago.
Hey, Bernie, where are you calling us from?
I live in Melbourne now.
Oh, okay.
You lived in LA for years?
I beg your pardon. I've been living overseas for the last 10, 12 years. I've been living in California, so now I live back in Melbourne.
Well, you must be very proud of Jane Kennedy, and it must be great to hear her dulcet tones on the radio.
Oh, she's fabulous. I mean, I tune in from time to time. Are you guys on now, are you?
We are, mate. This
is live.
Believe it or not, this is being recorded.
You're
actually on air.
Sounding hot.
Okay, do you have any requests, Bernie?
Yes. Oh. The old joke is the microphone won't fit.
Bernie, I'm going to pass over that. Bernie, do you remember?
I have no idea what that meant, but it sounded a bit saucy.
Let's pass over it. Bernie, was it you that and I presented the keys to the city of Melbourne to Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton?
I think I was present, Jane, but I believe it was yourself and the good John Deeks that did that.
Oh, Deeksy.
Oh, probably was
How
me
and dare Deeksy. You confuse Bernie?
That is what we are.
Wow.
That's true.
All right, Bernie.
Thank you, Bernie.
Stay on the line. Speak to one of our councillors.
Yep.
You'll be all right.
Good on you, Bernie. Thanks for calling.
Before we go to the break, I found something else of yours, Dave.
Oh.
This even predates your Lismore. This is you recording.
Oh,
it must have been a pilot for your show from your own house.
Yeah. That's right. How did you get hold of this?
Oh, well, interesting. Have a listen.
Good afternoon, it's Dangerous Dave here, broadcasting live from my lounge room. Great to have your company here this afternoon. We're about to do the secret sound. Here's the sound. What do you think it is? Give me a call. Hi, who's that?
It's your wife again, Dave. It's always me. It's never going to be anyone else.
What do you think the sound is?
It's the budgies again, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. It's my budgie. Congratulations, you get to do my laundry again.
You're really starting to shit me, Dave.
Whoa! That one slipped through, but hey, I wouldn't want to dump you again, Mrs. D. Dangerous. All right, it's time for some time-saver traffic right now. Happy to report that the driveway is empty. All things clear. Let's cross to the chop. Oh, that's right, we don't have one.
Taking over the radio station.
Dangerous. All right, we're taking requests right now. Let's talk to our third... Who am I kidding? Let's talk to our first caller. Who's this?
Dad, I'm on the phone. Can you get off it? This is so annoying.
What, you don't want to win the entire Top Cat DVD collection?
No. Dad, get off.
All right, I'll be out in the gets later on this afternoon picking up the kids from school, and one lucky child of mine is going to win an icy cold can of Coke. Dangerous. Right now, though, I'd like to do a love song dedication to that special person in my life, my wife, Mrs. D. This one's just for you.
No!
Wow, reminiscing.
Hey.
Talk about that.
Good old school. Yeah. We all sound like idiots when you started, so well done, everybody.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
From his album, that's Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream, and before that, Tone Lock and his song Funky Cold Medina and Bat Dance. That was a music of Prince taken from the Batman soundtrack. The song doesn't actually appear in the movie, which is a bit of a shame, because it's a good song.
Fitzy, one of the most powerful men in radio.
Right there.
Just starting, just getting out of the blocks.
Yeah.
What happened to
Wasn't my idea.
What happened to that sweet, innocent little kid?
I don't know. Wasn't my idea.
All right,
play that.
Hey, guess what? We've got a caller through. You know, you often get things wrong on this show. But it shows there's a long history of it now.
Oh, really?
Let's go right back to the beginning. Mike,
you've
taken issue with something Jane said in her very first...
In 1986.
In her 1986 3UZ broadcast.
Jane, I'm really sorry. I want to stop the fans that run this one because it is pretty common knowledge, I think, anyway. John Wayne's real name is Marion Morrison, not Johnson. And I think it's Marion Robert Morrison.
So even your little titbit then was not... Can we go back and have a listen to Jane's original?
8 to 11, titbit time.
Do you know what John Wayne's real name is, Bernie?
No.
Marion Johnston.
Oh, it's not.
Oh.
But you know what?
Titbit. Should be called bullshit.
Well, it was an early version of I Call Bullshit.
Time for another bullshit moment.
But I didn't have the internet, Mike, and I knew it was Marion something, and I just used to make things up all the time. No one complained. I also did the horoscopes and made them
up.
You did?
So. What was your name?
Yeah, Gypsy. All made up anyway.
Gypsy Jane.
Gypsy Jane.
I made everything up on that show.
Gypsy Jane.
But thanks for picking it up, Mike.
People might have made life decisions based around stuff you said.
I doubt
Day's
it.
A good one to go out and sell your house or to change jobs.
Oh, well.
Did you ever do that? Because that's terrible.
Well, more fool them for believing in horoscopes.
Oh. Andrew's on the line. Hello, Andrew. What do you want to add?
Yeah, g'day, Mick. G'day, Jane. G'day, Dave. Long-time listener, long-time Tiger supporter.
All right. Long-time caller so far.
Long-time intro, Andrew.
What do you got?
Where's your first one, Mick?
Do we have your first radio?
No, you don't.
Oh,
why?
We don't.
No, you don't, because I hit the ground running. I waited until I was match fit.
Yeah, exactly, Andrew. Come on.
So I burst out of the block.
Oh, really? You mean fine radio like this?
On the way up, I saw people on flights, the Veronicas.
Who are you talking to?
I'm on air.
Oh.
Real professional outfit here.
Yeah.
Mick sitting on the couch.
This is
who are you talking to, says Mick.
That was a week ago.
I'm a finely tuned, like I'm a Ferrari. When you've got a Ferrari in the garage, guys, you don't bring it out until it's ready. Okay. And I clearly wasn't ready.
All right. Let's move.
It. Thanks, Andrew.
Let's take a turn.
You mentioned that it was hard for you to get it right because there was no social media.
No, that's
right. What are you saying? You couldn't just dial it up or get the right
Wayne. I had to read newspapers.
So how would you decide, where would you have got your John Wayne fact from?
Well, I think... I had heard it around and I obviously made up half of it.
And heck, you couldn't clarify that at the time?
No one rang up at the time. It took all these years later for somebody to pick it. So,
well, times have changed to the point where you're on Instagram. How many of you, I think you've got about 500 followers. What are you?
I beg your pardon. It's not 500.
What have you got?
I think I've got about 39,000.
Yeah, 38,000.
38,000.
Yeah. And you're Jane... : L.
Jane L. Kennedy. That's all you need to know.
What's L Kennedy.
And it's verified, so it's blue. So
don't forget, Mick Malloy, 66. That's right.
That wouldn't be the year you're born, is it?
62,000. Wow.
All right. Kennedy Malloy has got 28,000. That's not very good. We need to pull that up. Oh, Dangerous Dave's got.
We had a good day yesterday, though. We posted our Grinspoon.
Yes.
And we'll play them again later in the program. Grinspoon performing live on this show nearly blew up Kennedy Malloy yesterday. Dangerous Dave. Oh, that's sad.
Don't have to mention it.
2,000.
Okay.
It's not how many you've
got. Who are you following on the moment?
I still do Brown Cardigan, which are
Brown Cardigan. We
very
plugged them last
wrong.
Time and they're pretty good. Who do you want to plug?
I followed Scott McGregor.
Yes,
who plays the cop... Mark Brennan in Neighbours, and I followed him yesterday.
Is he the one who got in trouble on the Gold Coast?
Yes. But it got, he was found innocent.
It's like a stage mum.
I am on a stage mum.
He's getting all protective.
But he just left Neighbours yesterday, and it was a real shock to everybody that his character has left Neighbours. So I'm doing a shout out, and I know he listens to the show. Big shout out to you, Scotty. Good luck for everything in the future.
Well done, Scotty. Come on board, come inside, and. We'll swap stripper stories. Hey, now look at this. Jennifer Aniston has just got on to...
Instagram, and she hasn't been on it before, and she immediately picked up 2.2 million followers.
It says 5.7 here.
Jeez.
And why is she... Is she threatening a reunion or something here?
No, they just... All the Friends people finally got together.
And they're all friends, apparently,
Again. Remember there was that photo of the Spice Girls and they got together in the background. There was what looked like paraphernalia or some substance on a phone.
Yes.
The same things happen in this Friend's photo. And again, it could be the
right light. Underneath Luke Perry's nose, it looks like
me.
Luke Perry, R.I.P. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. He died.
Yeah. That's
Matt Perry. Well, it'd be much more interesting if it was Luke Perry.
That'd explain a lot.
That'd bust the internet.
Hey, you've got to look at this picture. Go and follow Jennifer Aniston and have a look at the picture and have a look at the phone. And that is not what we want to talk about, but I've just seen
it. Hey, and what about Shane Watson? So Shane Watson,
this
former Australian cricketer and famously Was frightened of a ghost That's once right. while touring in Scotland, so wouldn't sleep in a room on his own.
Yeah. Yep.
That Shane Watson has apologised after disgraceful photos were published on his hacked Instagram account. Now, what do I believe here? Is it has he been
oh,
hacked?
He's been or hacked. Has he... It had to be because of what the I'm not. I can't even read out what it is that somebody wrote.
Is this a thing? Is it the hack oh, yeah. someone's account?
Identity theft.
Isn't that it's what huge. The WAG was saying? She was somebody took her pass. That's why she was on the Colleen Rooney.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
I'm not even going to go there anymore.
He's probably had the inappropriate like password like. Nervous 90s.
Spooky.
That'd be easy to get. What's a spooky? If you have scaredy pants.
Yeah.
I've just put in scaredy pants. See if, oh, my God, I'm in.
Who are you following lately?
Is Sophia Bavali still?
Yes.
Yeah, she's
mate,
there.
I put you on Sophia Bavali. Yeah. Oh, geez, yeah, she's good fun.
Follow her.
She's Jane. Great. So I tell you what.
Why would there? I want to follow her?
She knows, how, she knows how to sell an energy drink.
She does.
Is she a Brazilian bikini model?
She's close.
Yeah.
I mean, she's in the
zone.
When the Bahamas got smashed, she was there.
She was one of those ones. Remember when the Bahamas got smashed and everyone started taking photos of the source of bikinis? Like, says, help save it.
Yes.
She was
terrible.
Front and centre, let me tell you. And I could tell from her bikini shot, it was pretty cold.
Oh, my God. Thanks for that.
All right.
Is it? All right, we've got to go.
Social media report. Oh, Matt Rogers is not far away, too.
Oh, good.
Fantastic.
Down and chat with the great man right after this. Great.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our next guest, Matt Rogers, represented Australia at the highest level in both rugby league and union. Since hanging up the boots, he's proven to be just as competitive off-field as a semi-finalist in Dancing with the Stars.
Matt and Ashley.
And most recently in last year's Australian Survivor Champions versus Contenders.
Matt, the tribe has spoken.
Matt and his wife Chloe also do fantastic work raising awareness for kids with autism through their charity, 4ASD Kids. And with this week being National Carers Week, he joins us right now to tell us all about it. Please welcome to the show, Matt Rogers.
Hey, Matt.
Hey,
it's great to see you and great to have you on our show.
That was one of the greatest intros ever. I want to come back on tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
We'll give it to you so you can put it on before you walk into a room.
And because you are a great champ and we love you.
Covered a lot of ground, haven't you?
You have, yeah, and we do go, you're never going to, that's going to be in Wikipedia forever, Dancing with the Stars, you realise that?
I know, it kills me. You know, I just wanted to cover every demographic. I got the Blue Rinse Brigade there. I got the middle-aged footy fan.
Yeah.
And I got the young Survivor supporter now. So I've got them all. I've got
and
them
that's
all
really hardcore. The Australian Survivor Support, but there's big news because you are going to be back for the Australian Survivor All-Star 2020. That is huge, and you're a favourite of the fans.
Well, I feel a lot of pressure, though. I'm scared because I don't want to come home with an idol again. So if I find one, I'm going to make sure I do the right thing with it.
And you've got to be super fit still, don't you?
Yeah, it's tough going out there. I mean, you get very cold and very hungry. So if you're fit and healthy, then you know it certainly helps.
I told you what I would do if I was in the survivor camp. I'd kill all the men and keep all the women to spread my seed. You've got to play hard to win. You've got to play hard. I'm not there for
so
to make up the numbers. Yeah. Hey, go a bit Game of Thrones, Maddie. That's my advice.
I'll keep that in mind. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
Hey, let's get to the main business
we're
here
and
for,
it's National Carers Week. Now, you and Chloe have 4 children, so you're super busy. One of your beautiful children, Max, at 2.5 years of age, he was diagnosed with autism or being on the autism spectrum.
Yes.
How did that change your life when you got the diagnosis?
Oh, it was pretty dramatic. I mean, I look back, it seems so long ago now. I mean, it was only 10 years ago, but, we just had a totally different focus until that day.
Yeah.
You know, we got that diagnosis and then our world changed literally on a dime. And I must say, I was a bit bitter and twisted in the early days about why this is happening and why us. But I must say it's been a huge blessing. It certainly changed our focus on what life's really all about. And I wouldn't change a thing now. He's a real gem of a boy.
And he's a unique cat as well, so I believe you tell me, which is why the world embraces and loves anybody on the spectrum. Because what will we do without people like Max? What's he into?
Well, he's into gardening.
What's his specialty? Has he got a favourite veggie or what's the?
Well, it's actually on my Instagram. Today was our first harvest. We harvested purple carrots.
Oh,
he's very happy with himself.
Well, that's the original colour of carrots, too.
Really?
Well, he told me that. I didn't believe him.
There you go.
I think Jane's on the spectrum as well.
Well, yeah.
I know my facts, and well, spectrum kids do.
Well, I just noticed on the piece before on radio, you actually don't know your facts.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, exactly right.
It's been lovely speaking with you, Matt. Sorry you have to go right now.
And you mentioned what Max is interested in. I'm just as perplexed by what he isn't interested in, which is necessarily your past career
and sport.
In sport. Is that right?
Shows absolute contempt for anything I've achieved in sport. And look, it is, you know what, I've got to tell you, you just sort of think, And being, having Max in my life has just opened me up to realise that, you know, life's not about me.
Yeah.
You know, it's about other people.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Now,
good for you, mate.
There's one problem, I think, for carers in this country, and the government doesn't get it. And the funding is pretty crap, and I think we need to shake this up.
Yeah, well, it's
you'd
tough.
Agree with that,
well, what's
Matt?
The plan of attack? What do you do? How do we lobby a prime minister? What do you do? What do you want to see done, Matty? Yeah.
Well, here's what I know. There's 2.8 million unpaid carers in this country that are caring for people with a significant need.
I mean, we
could not walk away from Max and leave him to his own devices. He needs care.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are, 2.799 million others. Mm. Like me, that are going through something of that nature. Now, this week is about recognising them, and everybody—that's one in eight people in the country that is a carer. So, what I would say to everybody out there is, if you know someone who is a carer, give them a little pat on the back and tell them they're doing a great job.
Yep.
But to those carers, if they are struggling a little bit, Carers Australia, you can jump on their website because, there is a lot of joy that comes with being a carer, but there's a lot of hard work too, and it's not always easy.
It's frontline troops, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's selfless work.
It is.
Maybe rewarding,
and also,
but it's hard,
I would guess too that there's a lot of people in positions that don't have the funds to, you've got to give up jobs. People have to,
absolutely.
Struggle financially to do it.
And really the message I want to get across to those carers this week is that, make sure you're looking after yourself. Mm. If you need a hand, reach out to Carers Australia, reach out to your state body, go and see your GP, get some people around you that are friends who can give you a hand, because if you're not looking after yourself, then, it's hard to pass that on. So we just want to give all the carers in Australia a huge shout out this week. And
wonderful
let them know
advice.
That you're doing a great job.
And you're a great person
to do that too,
Matty. You can go to the Carers Australia website. It's carersaustralia.com.au. Want to give a shout out to your beautiful wife, Chloe Maxwell, who's actually on Juice FM community station.
Breakfast radio.
Yeah. And
she's
good
on Breakfast Radio. Yeah. She is. Well, it is great for her. It's horrible for me. I've got to do breakfast every morning with the kids, get the kids to school. It's like, far out.
Yeah. Hey, I'll give you a tip. Purple carrot juice tomorrow morning for breakfast.
Exactly.
How about that?
But it makes me appreciate how amazing all those mothers out there who've done that for many years. Just now I'm doing it.
Now you're copping it.
You're doing a great job.
Good on you, Maddie. Great touch base. We'll speak to you soon.
And Matt_Rogers6 to see Max with the purple carrots as well. That's the Instagram. Good on you, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Greek goddess Effie is going to join us in the second hour. Mary Christus is with us as well. Kennedy Malloy.
And we're going to have a crime watch as well. Oh. There's plenty to get through. Before we get there and before we go to the news, I'm having a lot of fun today playing Early Dangerous Dave, Early Fitzy, our radio overlord, and of course, Early Jane Kennedy from 3EZ 1986. I've just received a couple more bits from your show.
Oh, really?
With
but
Brian.
We're getting
What's
up to the news.
What's
so, Bernie Britton. We're heading to the news. Do we really need
well,
to?
No, we want to hear. We got. Can we play one? I think this is you. Is this really giving him the heave ho?
Oh.
Have you? This is where you've come in, you muscled your way in,
and
you've pretty much turfed.
I think so.
Let's have a listen.
Melbourne's Great Country 3EZ and Sylvia and Nobody. And singing over top there, that was Nobody too. That was just Jane.
Sorry.
It's 11 to 11. That's all right. That's okay. It's just a good thing you didn't express your true feelings about the song.
Mm. It's your last day today doing this shift.
It is too. Show.
Show. I mean, last show on this station, but you go to afternoons.
Yes, I did. I start that on Monday, which is really fantastic.
So you've basically bulldozed your way in, white-handed him.
From memory.
Him off to drive.
No, from memory, I think we were having a go. No, we were having a go at management on air. I would never do that now. But I just think, I have a feeling we were being very facetious and...
Did you get on, you two?
Yes, we did get on.
You didn't. You've shunted him off to drive. And here you are correcting him him on air in something that I recognise and something to this date that he's become a bit of a trade. He's become a bit of a trademark.
Yeah, this is super awkward, Emily.
Tonight, I'd like to recommend only one show.
Yeah.
Channel 9, 8:30, Licence to Kill. Now, it's probably a really bad title for it, but actually it's about the tragedy of drink driving and how two families cope having a death, and it's got James Frantino in it, and it looks very good.
Channel 10? Channel 10.
No, James Frantino. Did I say Channel 10?
Yes.
No, it's on Channel 9. I did say Channel 9.
Yeah, sure, honey. Listen, have a nice
time. Oh, don't call me honey.
And we've had a great time together, haven't we?
We have.
Can I lean over and give you a big kiss?
Yep.
On the radio?
Yes.
Can I? All right, come over here. Come over here.
Can I have a kiss?
I can't reach you.
Oh, damn these headphones.
Ow.
Wow. Okay, there's so much to unpack there.
It is unbelievable.
Well, what are you cross at me for?
Hey, Jane, can I just have a quick...
No! Get away. Get away.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, and it's going to be a monstrous hour, make no mistake.
On the big Wednesday.
The big Wednesday. Yeah. Is he sure it's Wednesday?
I'm sure it's Wednesday today. No, it's Wednesday.
We've got a massive crime watch coming up, which will have some fun stuff in it, but we've also invited Adam Shand onto the show to talk us through Ivan Milat.
Who's just been taken out of prison back to hospital because they think he's really about to die this time.
Things are looking hopeful. So we'll get to the bottom of that. We are also going to speak to Effie.
Yes, that'll be fantastic.
Which means, if I'm correct, that it's time to speak to this woman.
The last time our next guest, Mary Kustis, joined us, she brought her good friend Effie along with her.
I had a child prior to getting married. I had an immaculately conceived child.
But how would you feel about your body, you know, having a baby because you've got such a rocking figure?
Well, I got my mother to breastfeed my child because she's still breastfeeding my brother and he's 36. Worked out well. You got to improvise in life.
Effie's performing shows in New South Wales and Victoria in November and December on the Love Me Tinder tour. And let's see if she's tagged along again today as we welcome back to the show, Mary Kustis.
Hello. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, guys.
Really good to see you. Mary, I'm relieved, and I'm sure you're relieved because we're both brunettes and we can not be vilified or have anybody accuse us of being the poo jogger.
No, it's true. It seems like anyone blonde's getting accused.
Correct. Correct. What do you make of this whole scenario? Is this something...
Is this a Sydney thing?
It could be a Sydney thing, although the last one was in Queensland, wasn't it?
Yes, that's true.
So maybe it's a northern thing. I'm not sure, but...
An eastern seaboard thing. Yeah.
You know, it's a hard thing to judge because we've all found ourselves in, you know, no doubt tough situations where we've had to make do.
Improvise.
Do poo and make do. But a friend of mine wanted to do a poo documentary called Shit Happens. About
well, that's
all these.
Quite, I mean, now we've got a ream of stories, not only from Australia, but around the world, of just this mystery.
It seems to be a modern phenomenon, doesn't it? It didn't seem to occur as much when we were kids. Or either that or CCTV footage has got way more prevalent. I'm not
sure. Well, it's just taken the brown eye a step further.
Kids today, they just don't know how to have fun and relax. And
there's no boundaries.
That's right. And I think why this has gripped us all is because she seems like such a perky, reasonable chick going for an early morning jog, and the mere thought of pulling down your undies, having a bit of toilet paper on standby, and having a big old bog in a street is quite extraordinary.
Well, we all want to know what motivates it. I mean, what is it? Is it a cheap thrill? Is it just a recurring accident?
Yeah.
What is it? A bit of payback?
Are you leaving a Thai restaurant? What could possibly
be? We don't know. It's never come out. So, well.
Chill, this would be a good radio promotion.
Yeah, it did come out.
It'd be a good radio promotion or something. Like,
show us your poo.
Take a dump. Triple M's. Take a dump.
Not very tasteful, I wouldn't have thought.
One lucky listener.
Shall we move on?
I'm happy.
There's so much happening.
Seems like a good place to launch for an ad.
Mary, I see you and I follow you on Instagram. I also follow Effie as well. But do you enjoy the feeling of watching Instagram? How do you feel on when it's holiday time? Like me, I feel furious and get FOMO because I'm missing out when I see, people's holiday or annoying snaps of their life.
Yeah, it is the ultimate stick it to someone sort of medium, isn't it? Because, you know, here, watch me have my perfect family, my perfect body, my perfect holiday, and it's all curated and fantastic and filtered and all of that. And we know all that, and it still gives us the shits.
Yes.
You know, we're so manipulated by it.
It is. Are you surprised that Jennifer Aniston has only now just jumped on board?
Yeah, she was sort of holding out for a long time, and she seems to, you know, like, I find her a lot more interesting as a personality or you know, in an interview as opposed to as an actress.
Yeah.
You know, because she does give good quote, just like Hugh Grant gives great quote.
He does.
Like any time you want to read a Hugh Grant story, you'll
and
never be
And he's been actually much more vocal. I mean, Hugh has professed to being sort of a quite shy person.
Mm.
But, of course, since when your phone calls are listened to by journalists and he's become much more vocal and about Boris as well. Did you like that picture, though, that Jennifer put on with all her friends from Friends?
Right. No, I thought that she's running with what we know her to be. Mm. And Friends is everything, even though she's promoting another show at the moment with, with Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
What is it? Morning Wars or something like that?
Oh, yes. It's about a television station sort of world.
Look, she's, you know, I don't know what to say about her other than she does things her own way, it appears.
It does.
And she's the other woman that that people like to refer to as the loser, and she's killing it on everything.
She's killing it. I always think Twitter's for nasty and Instagram's for showing off. If I had to characterise the personality of each one,
right.
But Instagram is a real kind of...
And I use them both for different reasons. I use Instagram or more or less for my friends or whatever, but Twitter I use to sort of make a point.
On a brighter note, I've been spending a fair bit of time running into your brother, Con.
Yes, yes.
Who has been celebrating along with me in the great suburb of Richmond.
3-1-2-1.
In Melbourne, one of the great grand final victories. He was in excellent form. Describe his demeanour since that great day.
Well, my brother turned, you know, he was a Collingwood supporter in the good olden days because we grew up in Collingwood. But
He keeps that quiet.
Well, actually, he was quoted, and he sent me a copy of it in The Australian as saying that his family hate him because my mother said, that is like changing a religion. You can't do that. Yeah, Con
That's
is
true.
Changed. But he is wholeheartedly 1,000%
Richmond.
Has
he ever? Well, he famously, his cafe hosts the Dusty Mural.
Does it not?
Down there in Richmond.
It does.
No one was more excited, and both me and Con spent a fair bit of time at Dimitri's Feast.
That's right. And tell me, how did it feel? I mean, obviously, it was just such a one-sided game.
Yep.
Was it still disappointing?
It was the best ever. No, it was the best ever.
Because you could actually enjoy a full quarter, couldn't you?
You could enjoy at least half of football knowing you've won a grand final, which is a rare experience. And I say this, and I don't mean it derogatorily, but this only thing I would change if I could was that we played Collingwood that day. Because nobody would have beaten us. Nobody. And it would have been great to see that happen. But
I've been to the footy with Eddie when Collingwood's winning.
Yes.
And and that's like, mate,
that's
you're
an
a public figure. Relax. Somebody gets up to go to the toilet. He's like, shit, I'm on down.
Hey, Mary, thank you so much for joining us. We're hoping that because you're so close with Effie that she might be around. We have a chat with her.
She's here.
Brilliant.
All right. After this.
You bet. And by the way, love me Tinder. Go to maryandeffie.com for tickets for that. Thank you, Mary. Effie next.
We'll give those dates out.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, I meant to say that Mary's show is at maryandeffie.com all around Australia. Reevesby, Tumbiumbi, Newcastle, Wagga, Camden, East Bentley in Victoria
as well. Pound for pound, that'll be as funny a live show as you'll see.
No question.
And now I'm pleased to say, I have to say, probably this woman we now have on our show is probably one of the biggest superstars in this country.
She's a friend of the show, would you say?
She's totally a friend of the show. And she's, you know what, I think people underestimate her power in this industry. She is amazing, and we welcome Effie back.
Oh, wow.
Guys, too much. No, please, don't stop.
Doyen.
Effie.
Doyen of the show business.
Yes, good
we haven't caught up for a bit of time.
It's been weeks.
It has been. You've been very busy touring and everything.
That's it.
Of course, we're so interested in your love life always.
Yes.
And we have just discovered too that in other people's love lives, Jessica Malloy has confirmed her engagement to a good Greek boy.
Correct. Now, I mean, if that's not the best news, you know, for him, because she's got cash flow like you wouldn't believe.
But see, are you happy for him and her? And see, she hasn't cut your lunch in any way.
Because you're not in any lunch. No. I wouldn't go to Darwin. You know, it's just too much fridge factor up there for me. I couldn't do it to my, you know, visually I couldn't do it. I love it as a place. You know, I'm very pro-crocodile and pearls and somewhat, you know, look, they're great people and I do love them. And I do, I have met Thamele's family.
Yes.
And they love her. You know, I think they think she's Cypriot, but nevertheless, doesn't matter.
And could he be a cousin of yours? Do you know?
He could. He could.
You have many.
You know, there's
cousins.
So many. I mean, who keeps up, right?
Yeah.
Well, we just say cousin just to be done with it. Just to save on the ancestry.com fees.
All right.
He's right for her, though, isn't he?
He's right.
He's a good. As Greek boys go, would you put him up the top?
He's
end?
A sweetheart. He ain't no sleaze bag. He hasn't been around the traps.
Yeah, that's good. So
you know, which you don't want any of that. You don't want you can't.
You want low mileage, don't you?
Yeah, it's like a rental property. You don't want to get in there and have to just scrub away trying to, you know, get your bond back on somebody's reputation.
That's true.
It's done, it's done.
Now, you make a good point.
You are, of course, married to Shane Bradley Cooper.
Doctor.
Sorry, pardon me.
Correct.
Dr. Shane Bradley Cooper.
That's it.
I did think of you the other day because I saw Kanye and Kim. We don't need any last names, but Kanye was very upset with Kim because she was dressed very provocatively for the
Shock.
Met Ball. And he was, and she said, hang on, mate.
He's beginning a bit prudish.
Yes, you've got double standards. Now, does Dr. Shane, how does he feel about, because you dress very sexy, you know, you're a hot
slutty.
Woman.
No,
I wasn't going to say slutty.
No, it's maybe in the 80s, but yeah.
What's slightly better than slutty?
Well, just,
tarty,
you know, enticing.
Enticing.
You know, like,
and has Shane ever said that to you? Like, has he ever suggested tone it down?
Listen, you know, we've got a good thing. You know, he wears the pants, so I carry the balls. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I am what I am, and one thing I'm not is, and that is, you know, cheap. I mean, I might look it, but I'm not actually cheap. I don't throw it around. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
I believe that to be true as well. And you're very loyal to him, aren't you?
I love him, although I am curious, like you wouldn't believe. I can't sleep at night. The curiosity killed the cat and is going to kill my marriage if I'm not careful. But Kanye, I mean, please, I know he's gone all religious and he does his sermons and he sings,
gospel,
you know.
He's gospel.
You know, he's gospely and, you know, off-key and all of that sort of stuff. But who cares? It's Kanye, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But we saw that film clip, that Bound 2 film clip where, you know, seriously, Kim was riding him like the Melbourne Cup.
She was half naked, wasn't she?
Exactly. And how you know,
it's all right then.
Goose gander, you know, when it's to push a film clip for him. I mean, how does all that work? Why should we trust his opinion?
Yeah, no, that's
at least Kim's been consistent.
That's true.
She's consistently been naked or, you know, almost, you know, I've never seen her in a polo neck, ever.
She wouldn't wear one.
Heaven forbid.
Now, I don't like to cause any problems between your happy marriage here, but I wanted to put a proposal to you. Liam Hemsworth is currently single.
Oy.
Let me just say that you're touring the country, you're in Byron or you're in Phillip Island, where his family lives.
Yep.
And he comes up to you and he says, hey, lovely lady. What about it? Can I mean, I know we're on national radio, but how would you feel about that?
I would feel very challenged by that because, you know, like I've made a commitment, you know, in front of God and in front of everyone that I know and love. Mm. And yet, you know, I'd probably just say, why not? But, you know, listen, he's into the
Does
club
he do
sandwiches.
It for you?
He likes people like Miley who are a little bit fluid, you know, a bit loosey-goosey.
Oh, they are.
You know, she said she's queer, you know, on part-time casual basis, pansexual, you know, gender fluid. Mm. I think she's trying to say she's just horny.
Permanently horny for anyone.
And listen, that Madison Brown, I mean, I don't know her from a bar, did any of us. But, you know, she's 22 years old and she's quite sort of, you know, out there. I mean, I did see the interview where she was caught on video. Well, it wasn't caught. She was actually,
filmed,
hair and makeup.
Yes.
I think it was a junket of sorts. And she said that, you know, she was too insecure to go out with a Hemsworth, but having said that, let her say this, if she couldn't choose between two, she'd have to do them both at the same time. I mean, if that doesn't stink a stalker, I don't know what does.
I like, you know, it.
We can see the use by date.
I could see it too, Effie. Thank you so much for joining us. Love me,
just
Kinder.
Just before we go, are you are you a masked singer?
Yes.
Is there any...
Can we have an exclusive?
Is there anything...
Could you imagine?
Yes,
you
know, I could.
Mean, do you have to actually be able to sing? Because if that's the case, there's no chance.
You do not have to sing because...
What do they auto-tune, do they? What do they do?
Brett Lee was on, so God, you know. Other people, yeah, you don't have to sing, they'll auto-tune you.
Okay, I'm on.
Next time,
I'm not.
Done.
Series two.
Yes, no.
Hey, thanks for dropping by.
MaryandEffie.com for tickets for Love Me Tinder.
Go along, great show.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Love your work.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
So at the start of the day today, I wake up on my couch and the TV's on and I'm listening to the watching the ABC on TV and I hear this report.
Malat is serving seven life sentences. The 74-year-old was diagnosed with terminal cancer earlier this year. The Department of Corrective Services has confirmed a 74-year-old prisoner was transferred to the Prince of Wales Hospital last Friday and says appropriate security is in place.
There you go. Ivan Milat has been transferred to hospital from Silverwater Jail. Joining us on the show is Adam Shand. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. This is obviously a big story, and it's a story that this country has lived with for a long time, and other countries, by the way, because it's affected people from many countries coming to Australia. It's been a huge story of the modern era involving Ivan Milat. What is this latest development and where does it leave him? How long to live?
Well, he's dying of esophageal and stomach cancer. He's supposed to have about a day to live. So he's in acute pain and I say bring it on, frankly.
But
it's uncharitable, I guess.
How will the families of the victims be feeling right now that you would think? Or do you think they are slightly disappointed that he doesn't live his life with he had all the consecutive life sentences that he had? Do they think he's probably going to get out of it easy now because he's carking it?
Well, I guess so, but I think the sooner he's wiped off the face of the earth, the better. I think one of the critical issues is that there's at least four other murders he might be right for.
Are we expecting any deathbed revelations?
No.
Do you give up on that whole idea that he would ever cough something up?
His attitude is, while he holds those information to himself, he's in control, he's the boss, and he wants to go out like that. So I don't think anything will happen,
frankly.
Is that
common with serial killers or people on death row that
Absolutely.
They will not give it up even to the last moments of their life?
Sure. I mean, I'm doing a piece at the moment on John Wayne Glover, the granny killer from Sydney, and he has probably three more as he died as well, but he had three more as well. He wouldn't say anything. If you ask him the right questions, yes, but otherwise, no.
This would be a challenging exercise for hospital staff, I would imagine. Now, obviously, there's a level of professionalism that you have to act upon, but I couldn't imagine putting myself in a situation where it was my job to keep this man alive.
I think doctors and nurses take great pride in being very objective about that, not bringing
that.
Their personal feelings
well,
in.
Well, as lawyers just, have to
know,
as well.
When they get home, say something, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Is it your opinion he acted alone?
Absolutely.
You think, so any of this other stuff that gets thrown up surrounding him is just noise? It was him and him alone who perpetrated these?
Indeed. And the seven backpackers that he killed, he took trophies from. Mm. So they were found in his home. So that tends to prescribe the number that he probably did. But there was at least three more, though. And there's also people here who escaped him who told the story that he was on his own and would ask things like, oh, you've just come to Australia. Who knows you're here? This type of thing. So he'd work out to a target who people wouldn't miss, potentially.
I was talking to you that I've been watching the series on Netflix, Mindhunter. There's two series of that. It's about FBI agents, and they are looking at serial killers, some of the most famous cases in the world. Now, taking a trophy from their victim was a common thing. Also, going back to the scene of the crime, do you know if he ever did that?
Well, he went back numerous times with new bodies, absolutely.
Yes,
and
but
so
but
to relive the thrill of those moments.
And put that State Forest on the map for, you know, that name is synonymous around the world now with
Forest,
horrific
absolutely.
Events.
He also had the perfect job to do that, is he worked for the Roads and Traffic Authority. So
he
could be on that road all day and justified for being there because it was his job.
That's right. You see, I wonder, was he the only serial backpacker killer, because in between 1970 and 1993, when he finished, they found 300 unidentified sets of human remains in New South Wales.
Yeah.
There are other people who've come to grief in New South Wales, and that's just in that period.
Mm. Adam, can I ask you this? So you say it's a day and a half. When the epitaph has to be written, when we have to look back on the whole thing retrospectively, what's the story for you? Is there something that stands out? Could this have been stopped earlier? Were there signs in place? Is there anything that could have been done differently? How will history see this?
Well, he changed the way we lived. I mean, I grew up in Sydney in that period, and we used to hitchhike everywhere. We hitchhiked down to Melbourne or up to Palm Beach, all this kind of stuff. So it changed the way everyone lived.
Yes.
So I think that's a key thing. And I think it's also a real tribute to New South Wales Police that they continued to pursue this case.
So they didn't make it. It wasn't a cold case ever. They continued to keep it open and,
What was the break again? What was the break? What was the moment when people went, we're onto this?
Well, Paul Onions, the Englishman, in January 1990, escaped Malat.
Right.
And he identified him, and then they managed to catch him. It still took till May 1994 to grab him, but that was the key moment. And then since then, other people have come forward and said, I also escaped him, but I didn't say anything. He it was 4 years, this reign of terror. You'd wish it was shorter, but unfortunately, that's what it was.
And do you think he was smart? Because... And also, it wasn't female victims, so it wasn't sort of a physical thing. He had male victims as well. So how did he overpower them? He's not a huge bloke.
Well, he had a gun that helped. Oh. So, and he would tie up one and torture the other. I mean, it's unspeakable. I can't find the words to describe it. I mean, he was a human being, but only in the biological sense.
He was indeed, and not for long. As I said, if the health reports have been believed, and as you said, a day and a half, it looks like a tawdry chapter, a horrific chapter in his country is coming, thankfully, to a close. Adam, we've got you in here. Can we get you to hang around? Sure. And we'll lighten it up a bit after this with some other crime stories.
Sure.
Come on, hang about.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, here's your chance to jump the gun and get on Mix GoFundMe come Friday, 133353, because we've got the $500, but now we've got an 18-volt brushless hammer kit drill worth $500.
DeWalt.
Yeah, DeWalt guaranteed tough, so you
love
can get installed to trade in and trade up. But if you've got an idea, Mick calls it the Thinking Man Shark Tank, 133353.
Oh, yeah, get on board, and good on you, DeWalt, for getting involved.
Thanks, DeWalt.
We are here with Adam Shand. Adam, congratulations on your ACRA nomination.
Thank you.
It'll be up there in Brisbane this weekend. You were nominated for what particular story? Because they were all good.
Thank you. ATM Boy, the podcast on Podcast One.
On Podcast One. Well, Dan, refresh my memory.
Yeah, the boy who goes to his ATM and he can get unlimited money for 4.5 months. He takes about $1.6 million, then feels guilty and rings me up and says, send me to jail. Strange. I still don't believe it.
See, that's where his story and my story would have diverged.
And you have to listen to the podcast to find out what happened.
Yeah.
To find out what happened to him in the end. Speaking of ATMs, just a warning to anyone in South Australia, you know the ATO scam where people are ringing up and saying, you'll go to jail unless you send iTunes cards to me, as they say, as the ATO officer. They're terrible scams. Now they've gone the next step. They're rocking up to people's houses with an FPOS machine, wearing a federal police jacket and demanding people pay on the spot. So just as a bit of a warning,
is it Adelaide?
Oh. Yeah. It's not true, Mickey. If somebody's asking you for money and you go to jail.
I shouldn't have given them my PIN number.
Correct.
No. You were saying that we Australians have a reputation for being gullible in this regard.
We are the number one destination for all these scams, 100%. Wow. The Nigerian letters, Russian bride scams, all of them. Too honest.
Go Australia.
We're like little bumpkins.
We are.
Because we're honest and we're trusting and we're good-natured.
Well, don't be anymore.
Too much money, apparently.
I'm going to harden up. See you at the Aquas. Will be there. Will Ron Idles, your mate, be there? Because he slagged me off last time I ran into him at the Logies.
The great police chief, Ron Idles.
Well, he's one of the greats, but at the Logies, he was asked on 3AW if he ran into anyone. Have a listen.
Did you see any dodgy behaviour at the Logies where you might have thought about a citizen's arrest?
Mick Molloy was there. He was on his best behaviour.
See? You're being watched.
You made a very powerful enemy, Idles.
Oh, careful.
He's not coming, but he's deputised me.
That's it.
All right. On full alert.
I'm expecting a citizen's arrest about midnight.
Adam Shand at Large, Packers Gold, is now available to download at Podcast One.
Yes.
Thank you, Shandy.
Good on you, mate.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy, and it's all thanks to Holden, Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years
it's
free
7 years
scheduled
what?
Servicing.
7 years free servicing.
Do you know what that is? 7 years of good luck. You know that's what they say?
Yes.
Oh,
and you won't even need to service it anyway.
No, that's just there in case
it never breaks down.
It's like a safety net.
Yeah.
Why would you need it?
Because
this is the greatest bit of automotive machinery I have ever clapped the peepers on, as has Walter, who owns one. G'day, Walter. How are you, mate?
G'day, Mick and Jane. All good.
All right. How long you had your hold in Colorado, Walter?
I've had it for 2 years now.
All right. Now, I'm detecting an accent. Yeah. Did you drive it from South Africa?
No.
Because it's
right here.
You could drive it over water. It's like Jesus. It's the Jesus.
That's exactly what it is.
Now, of all the vehicles, Colorado. What stood out for you? Why did you choose the Colorado when you came to Australia?
We had a look at a lot of the cabs, double cabs in the market, and it was the most comfortable one by far.
And what do you use it for, mate? Have you got a little parcel of land somewhere?
Yeah, we've got a little spot down the Great Ocean Road.
Jeez.
And
two healers in the back.
You put what in the back?
The little two blue healers.
I'm just telling you, you're painting a picture for me that is so beautiful. We got any driving music,
I'll
Dave?
Find some.
Imagine this. You're in the Holden, Colorado. You're behind the wheel. You're scarpering down the
Great Ocean Road. One of the best drives in the world.
You've got two blue healers in the back. Could life get any better?
Are you an Australian citizen yet, Walter?
Yes, I am, all the way.
You should be the lead poster boy for being a great Aussie with your blue healers in the back of your Holden, Colorado, mate.
No, they love it. They love it.
Well, I'm glad you love it. I love it. The dogs love it. You know what? The universe loves it. What you've done is just painted a picture for me that's one that I can aspire to. You're living the dream, Walter.
Congratulations.
You're living the dream. Well done. Perfect.
We'll shoot you out a prize as well for being a Colorado driver.
Why not?
Hey, by the way.
Sets you apart. Once you own a Colorado, you know what? You own the world and everything in it.
Yeah. And it is the prize. Being in the Colorado.
Holden.com.au to find your dealer. Thanks to Holden, Colorado.
The winner.
We'd love to hear from more Colorado drivers.
Sure. We love that.
Big show coming up tomorrow. We've got Charlie Pickering's going to join us tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Thursday, all right? So I just want you to understand that.
No, I don't know.
It's a bit of an awkward start to the show.
Is it Thursday? I'm not sure it is.
Do you think?
Well, can we play a bit of Jane's show again before we go? Which one do you want to play?
Which one?
Not the... I don't know.
What about your first one?
The first one. When I get it wrong.
John Wayne's real name is Bernie?
No.
Marion Johnston.
Oh, the hell, Doreen. Is that right?
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Very interesting
indeed.
Quite
a feminine name for such a tough guy. And when asked the...
Stop or I'll shoot.
When asked the exact moment...
As it turns out, it wasn't right. Marion Morrison, so sorry about that. So John Wayne fan.
We'll be here Friday. Tomorrow is...
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Don't start your
antics. Charlie Pickering tomorrow for Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden, Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.